You're listening to PCJ Media, broadcasting to Latin America and the Caribbean on 9,955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band. You can also listen to us worldwide, that is, anywhere in the world, to the web stream of WRMI at www.wrmi.net. Once again, www.wrmi.net. If you wish to receive more information about PCJ Media, check us out online at www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Coming up in just under 20 seconds, the International Happy Station Show at 2 hours UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
De la alegría, the Happy Station Show. Well, just after 2 hours UTC, that's Universal Time Coordinate, welcome to another edition of the International Happy Station Show. Keith Parent here with you all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, and today's program, well, at this time anyway, is being directed to Latin America and the Caribbean on 9,955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band. And as you may know, for the past little while, WRMI has sounded a little strange because they are in the midst of repairing their main transmitter and antennas and all kinds of things, and Jeff at WRMI said the technicians are there now, and they will have everything back to normal very, very soon. So at the moment, they're using an auxiliary transmitter, so hopefully reception is clear. Mind you, if reception is not too clear, you can listen to the web stream of this show, the live web stream, at www.wrmi.net. That's www.wrmi.net. Well, this is the Happy Station Show, the first show for February, and if anybody has been tuning in to our every show that we've been doing in January, as you know, we've done a series of special shows for a few reasons. First of all, I wanted to take a little bit of time off. Secondly, I had an absolute cold from hell. Really, seriously. But 2 weeks ago, I was talking like, and, you know, I was going through this kind of thing. So I do sound a little bit better today. Well, I hope I do. I don't think so anyway. I mean, just before we came on, I had a coughing fit. So it sounds a little bit better now, I think. All right, we have a number of things to get to today. We have some music and also some new features for our show at 2 hours UTC to Latin America. A new monthly feature, which I will tell you about in a little bit. Do check us out online, and I'll give out all that later on. We are live, so you can contact us in the studio either by Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media at Facebook, or send us an email here to the studio, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Well, the weather here in Taipei today is blech. It is absolutely blech. It is so blech. I like saying that. I don't know why. It's rainy, it's soggy, it's wet, and it hasn't stopped since Monday, which is kind of a shame because we had an absolutely beautiful weekend, but today is just dreadful outside. And if I look outside through the studio window, it looks like it's maybe 6 o'clock in the evening. That's how dark it is. So I thought, as I was coming in today, what would be an appropriate piece of music to begin today's show? Why not kick off with Madonna and Rain here on the International Happy Station?
Away my pain, your love's coming out like rain.
Madonna and Rain are beginning today's edition of the Happy Station Show for listeners in Latin America and the Caribbean on 9955 kilohertz in the 31 meter band using WRMI in Miami as our relay. Do check us out on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media or the Happy Station Show and click on join the group, and that's all you need to do. And, you know, of course, when we do the show live, you can also, add me as your friend and chat to me live. Of course, not when I'm talking, because I'm not very good at multitasking, and I'll probably go gee-gee-gah-goo-goo-goo-goo. I'm doing very silly today at some point. The next thing, of course, by the way, Happy Station has become one of the twits. Yes, we are now a twit on Twitter. Oh, it grates me just saying that. Yes, we decided, you know, let's try it out with Twitter for a little bit. Our ID on Twitter is PCJ Happy Station. That's PCJ Happy Station. So if you want to tweet me back and tweet you back, I can't say that without giggling. Yes, we're a twit now on Twitter. Just search for PCJ Happy Station. I want to say hello to the following people, by the way, who've joined up to the Facebook page. There's a fair amount that we didn't get to for a little while because of the special recorded shows that we ran in January. They are Bundi Harnono Pangaran Pan... Sorry, Pardaminian. I know, but I have no idea where you're from because it didn't say on your ID. But it sounds sort of Indonesian, I think. Are you? Anyway, let me know. Hello to you. Hello to Brian McDonald. Hello to Akim Buchner in Germany, Brett Saylor in the USA, Alan Rowe in the UK, and going back to Germany, to Ingo Sone, who joined up to the Facebook page, who also happened to send me an email. He said, I just read the announcement in a DX list about the special program that we did about broadcasting in Haiti. I came to your website, and I'm now listening to the show with Tom, because we did an interview with Tom that we ran. I've been listening to Happy Station. I started listening to Happy Station in 1973 every Sunday. I even went to Hilversum to visit Tom and was invited to watch the recording of several shows. When I was back at home, I heard Tom mentioning my name weeks later. I wonder if he still remembers me. Well, Ingo, I will let Tom know to find out if he does remember you. So thank you very much for your email, which you sent me. And let's now go to... Oh, I have to do something here because this... I don't know what happened, but for some reason we didn't get to it in time. Nick Sharp in the United Kingdom, he sent us an email on December 27th. And for some reason, we just got it. Yes. Because he was celebrating his birthday, his 50th birthday, on January the 1st, which is when we did the two special shows, the one from Taipei and then later on the one from Hong Kong. I don't know what happened, but for some reason, we just got it. So, happy late birthday to you, Nick. He also included the picture that he took on Christmas Day at the Laham Church in the UK. So, Nick, I apologize for getting that to you late. All right, if you want to get in touch with us via Facebook, it's very easy to do so. Just do a search for PCJ Media or The Happy Station Show. Click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. And if you want to get in touch with us here in the studio as we do the show live, our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And we have some more goodies to get to in a little bit. I want to say hello to some of our listeners in Latin America. Buenas noches a todos nuestros amigos. Yo no sé por qué, pero y tienen muchas personas que escuchan esa emisión a Venezuela y también a Chile y a Cuba. Muchas personas que escuchan la estación de la alegría y también Happy Station. Me dije, Keith, ¿Cuándo tú presentes la emisión en español? Well, that is going to be coming very soon. So stay tuned for that. Now, and actually, if you want to find out what's going on with the show and PCJ Media, you can check us out online at www.pcjmedia.com. And after we take a listen to our next piece of music, I'm going to tell you about an interesting poll that we have running at the Happy Station website. So stay tuned for that. Now, Valentine's Day is just a few days away, so I thought we would play a song for a number of people. The song is going out to everyone that I mentioned just a moment ago, who signed up to the Happy Station Facebook, and also going out to two people in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. And Kingston, by the way, is known as Canada's prison capital. So I thought, I have no idea why, there's absolutely no connection. So going out to Patrick and Raymond today on this, the 4th of February in our part of the world, 3rd of February in your part of the world, we're going to dedicate the following song to you guys in the prison capital of Canada. It is with Meryl Streep, Julie Walters, and Christine Baranski. It's from the soundtrack of Mamma Mia. Here is Dancing Queen. See you. Dancing Queen, Meryl Streep, Julie Walters, Christine Baranski from the soundtrack to the movie Mamma Mia here on the International Happy Station. And that's going out to Raymond and Patrick in Canada's prison capital of Kingston, Ontario, and to everyone that signed up to the Happy Station Facebook page. Now, before we took a listen to that, I told you about a poll that we have running at the PCJ Media website. Just go to www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And when you come to the front page, you're going to see an area that says poll, right? You just, you know, you can vote there and see the results and everything. We just started the poll a while ago. It'll run to the end of the month. The question is, who is your favorite Happy Station host? That is, who is your favorite Happy Station host? Is it one, you have five choices. Number one, Edward Starts, that is, who hosted the show from 1927 to 1969. The second choice is Don Meyer, who hosted from January 1970 to 1992. Pete Myers, who hosted the show from 92 to 93. Jonathan Goubert, who hosted from 93 to 95. And the fifth choice is yours truly. Just now, as I'm looking at the results, it's sort of like, you know, Tom Meyer and I are leading the race, and Edward Starts is coming in third, and Jonathan Gruber is nowhere. And I'm not going to say anything more about that. So do take part in the Happy Station poll at www.pcjmedia.com. And speaking of PCJ, we have some new programs that are going to start very, very soon. One of them is going to be called As You Like It, which will be presented by a good buddy of ours, good buddy of mine and yours and everyone's, David Monson, who's going to do a very offbeat classical music show. We also have another show called Nash Holos. And I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly because I know the host is listening, which is going to be a fun, odd beat, off-the-wall Ukrainian music program called Nash Holos. Because when I said it originally, I said Holas, and she said to me it has something to do with naked people. And I said, hey, that's good for ratings. Mind you, naked people on radio, it doesn't really work, does it? And also, an interesting show that will come to us from Cape Town in South Africa. Now, to find out all the details, stay tuned to the PCJ Media website, because that's where everything will be posted. Okay, now, in February, starting this month, we also have some new things that we're beginning on Happy Station. The show at 2 hours UTC on Thursdays, once a month, is going to have a feature. And the feature is going to be sent to us from our good buddy, King David McKenzie in Tucson, Arizona, who is going to send us something called King David McKenzie's Book of World Records. Now, what is all that about? Well, he's here today with the first installment. So, King, let's cut to you in Tucson. King, come in, King. King, can you hear me?
Thank you, Keith, and greetings to all from Tucson. In a moment, we'll find out how an actress, singer, and ballet dancer from Chicago went from being a member of the audience of a hit Broadway musical to the female lead in that musical in 2 short years. First, though, as we open McKenzie's Book of World Records this time, let's hear a tune from that musical as performed by the Dutch singer Bojura. The musical was Hair. This song is Frank Mills.
I met a boy called Frank Mills on September 12, right here in front of the Waverly. But unfortunately, I lost his address. He was last seen with his friend, a drummer he resembled. Small bow at the back. I love him, but it embarrasses me to walk down the street with him. He lives in Brooklyn somewhere, and
Bujura with her performance of Frank Mills from the Broadway musical Hair. The story at the heart of today's segment involves that song. In 1969, a 19-year-old actress, singer, and ballet dancer from Chicago named Beverly Bremers went to see a performance of Hair at New York's Biltmore Theater, and partway through the performance, she decided she shouldn't be in the audience of this musical. She should be on the stage performing as Sheila, the female lead role in Hair. Lynn Kellogg was then playing that part. So Beverly made an appointment to audition for the role. The producers were very favorably impressed, but they felt Beverly looked a little too young to play Sheila, so instead they cast her as Chrissy, the teenager who sings Frank Mills' Before the Bee In, replacing Shelley Plimpton. Beverly sang Frank Mills for about a half a year, and then grew tired of it and left the production. In 1971, the producers thought that Beverly would probably appear old enough to play Sheila, so they looked for her and found her performing in another Broadway musical, The Me Nobody Knows, at the Longacre Theater. But Beverly refused to return to Hair for that role that she'd originally tried out for until The Me Nobody Knows closed its Broadway run in November of that year. It was then that she returned to Hair to play Sheila, a short 2 years after she had been in that audience seat. Before going back to Hair, Beverly had recorded an album for Scepter Records, and just as she started her run as Sheila, a single from that LP, Don't Say You Don't Remember, became a massive U.S. and Canadian hit single, selling 1 million copies in North America. Unfortunately, shortly after that hit, Scepter Records itself began a sharp business decline, leading to its sale to Springboard International Records in 1976, around which time Beverly started recording for Columbia Records. And one of her singles at Columbia was a prominent song in yet another landmark Broadway musical, which we'll take a listen to right now. Here's Beverly Bremers with What I Did for Love from A Chorus Line. Yeah. Beverly Bremer's with What I Did for Love from A Chorus Line. Beverly is still very active in showbiz today and has a website that I'm sure you will be interested in checking out. It's beverlybremers.com. That's Beverly, BREMERS.com. From the studios of KXCI in Tucson, which is itself at KXCI.org. Please check that out, too. I'm King David McKenzie, thanking you for spending these moments with me looking through McKenzie's Book of World Records. Now it's back to Keith Perrone in Taipei. Keith?
Thank you very much, Dave, King McKenzie, or King David McKenzie. I once called him McKenzie King after a former Canadian prime minister. yes, he's going to join us once a month here on The Happy Station for our transmission to South America and for the program that we do for our partner stations in New Zealand, Indonesia, and in various parts of the United States and in Europe. To find out the complete broadcast schedule of the Happy Station show, because we are at different times and different days, usually on Thursdays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays, as well as other times as well, you can go to pcjmedia.com and click on Broadcast Schedule and or Partner Stations to find out when you can hear us. And most of the stations actually that are carrying us have web streams. So if you're, let's say, in the US and you want to listen to the transmission in the UK, you can listen to that as well, because that show is different from the one that you're listening to. Unless, like I've said before, unless we do a special edition of Happy Station Show, all the shows are different. So again, www.pcjmedia.com. All right, time now for more music. Well, let's take a listen to a singer from Holland. His name is Ronnie Tober, and Ronnie was on this show in May 1974. We're going to take a listen to a recent recording that he did called Naar Nederland here on The Happy Station Show.
Ik zie een boot ver op het water. Niemand weet waarheen hij zal gaan. Vol op stoom, de tijd vliegt, het wordt alsmaar later. Er wordt op hem gewacht, hier heel ver vandaan. En in zijn hut leest hij de namen. Ieder kind, daar schrijft hij iets bij. Binnenkort, dan komen ze allen tezamen, want 5 december wacht, dat maakt hem blij. Goud, gele maan.
Ronnie Tober with Now Nederland here on the Happy Station Show. All right, let's go to some of the correspondence that has come in. Of course, we can't get to every single one, but there is one here that I want to mention. You may or may not remember, about 2 weeks ago, our special guest on the show was Pete Polonic, and he's a musician, and he takes songs from, well, not songs, but sounds from the radio dial and turns them into song. And we played a couple of tracks and we were giving away a copy of the CD. And the winner for the lucky draw is Ivica Slomovok. And I know I'm completely mispronouncing that, but if I remember, once you told me Ivica could also be called Ivan. Anyway, he lives in Subotica, Serbia. So, Ivan, in Subotica, Serbia, you are the winner of that CD from Pete Polonic, and I have forwarded him your information, so he will be sending that out to you. Next, I want to go to John P. Copter in Omaha, Nebraska, who said that he has been listening for some time, and he used to have a number of open reel recordings that he made off air of the Happy Station Show when Tom Meijer did the program. But he said some of the shows were unfortunately ruined in a flood that he had in his basement, that which is too bad. But he also sent a couple of pictures along. One of these pictures I've seen before of Tom in the studio. But there's one here which I'd never seen before. I think it's from, I believe this is a picture of a very young Tom from the early 1970s, probably just around when the time when he took over from Edward Starts. Anyway, thank you very much, John, in Omaha, Nebraska. All right, you're listening to the International Happy Station Show, and I want to tell you about an upcoming special show that we will have at the end of the month. Now, we have a special guest, a very famous Hollywood actor who has been in such television series as, let me see, well, there's I Dream of Jeannie, Happy Days, oh, the list just goes on and on. He's also been in some very well-known movies like High Anxiety, Spaceballs, that was directed by Mel Brooks, as well as many, many others. He is still acting today. And in the late 1970s and early 1980s, he played the father in a hit ABC television series called Eight is Enough. At the end of the month, my special guest on the Happy Station Show will be none other than Dick Van Patten, American actor Dick Van Patten, to join us here on the International Happy Station for the last show of this month. But you can find out all the details at the PCJ Media website. We're going to be talking about his new book as well, called 80 is Not Enough, sort of a play on words of the TV series that he did. So anyway, all that and, of course, much more is coming up. Another monthly feature that we're going to have here on the Happy Station Show that will be used for our transmission to North America at 16 hours UTC, as well as in the program for our partner stations, is something called Letter from Switzerland. Now, you may remember many, 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 many moons ago, the BBC had something called Letter from America with Alistair Cook. Well, it's nothing like that. This is called Letter from Switzerland, and it is from Bob Zanotti, who has a website called SwitzerlandInSound.com. Anyway, that's some of the shtick that we have coming up on the Happy Station Show. All right, let's now continue with more music. I thought we would have a little bit of an instrumental track. Here is James Last and his orchestra with a song called Eve of Destruction here on the International Happy Station Show. James Last and his orchestra with Eve of Destruction. All right, now time for a few words from first up, Peter Anthony Holder.
Hi, I'm Peter Anthony Holder, and I would like you to join me for a very eclectic and different kind of radio show. It's called the Stuff File Program. Where else would you get to hear a well-renowned Hollywood acting teacher, a best-selling science fiction writer, a guy who teaches llamas how to be golf caddies, or the man who has Hitler's toilet, all wrapped up with some of the oddest news stories around? It's a rhetorical question. There's only one place. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. There are various ways to catch the show. You can find it at my website at peteranthonyholder.com. Check out my blog at peteranthonyholder.blogspot.com. Find it at cyberstationusa.com, radioforall.net, or simply subscribe to it on iTunes. You've forgotten all those places already, haven't you? Okay, just Google the title. It's called The Stuff File Program, and stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. Catch it, enjoy it, and have a chuckle or two. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. Radio will never be the same again.
Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Newell and I have produced. The first gives you 100 ident and interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the foreign language recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues, and a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia, in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the dxr.ca internet website. That's dxer.ca. Good listening, everyone.
the British DX Club is one of the world's leading DX clubs, with hundreds of members both in the UK and around the globe. BDXE produce a comprehensive monthly magazine called Communication, covering all aspects of the DXing hobby. The BDXE Audio Circle is also available and is a monthly program of DX catches and general chat about radio. For more information, please write to the British DX Club, 10 Hemdean Hill, Caversham, Reading, RG4, 7SB in the United Kingdom, or visit the website at www.bdxc.org.uk. That's www.bdxc.org.uk.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, switzerlandinsound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, switzerlandinsound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob Zanotti. And Bob Zanotti is going to join us today for our transmission at 16 hours UTC. He is going to bring us a new feature called Letter from Switzerland. And you can find out more about SwitzerlandInSound.com by going to their website, which is just at SwitzerlandInSound.com. All right, we still have a few minutes before we end off because the time now is coming up to... Well, actually, it is. It's 2:50 hours UTC, which is 10:50 Taiwan time. So it'll be time for me to head out and take another coffee or go and have breakfast or something, whatever. So before we go, once again, our email address is our website is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Come by. Check us out and take part of the poll. The question is, who is your favorite Happy Station show host? Ay, ay, ay. Too early in the morning. Is it number one, Eddie Starts? Number two, Tom Meyer? Number three, Pete Myers? Number four, Jonathan Gruber? Or number five, yours truly? Me. Little old me. Yeah, so do check us out. PCJmedia.com. The email address, if you wish to get in touch with us, is very simple. It's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. All right, it's now time that I leave you. So, on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johann Backer, this is Keith Parent, all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, Auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. You have been listening to PCJ Media, broadcasting to Latin America and the Caribbean on 9,955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band. If you wish to get more information about PCJ, check out our website at www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Thank you for listening.